If the Packers' playoff game this weekend doesn't exhaust your taste for spectacle, Monday offers the first in a series of opportunities to catch some lively conversation and music.
Milwaukee Magazine launches its MilMag Live series in partnership with Lake Effect at Colectivo's back room. Editor-in-Chief Carol Nixon joins us in the studio to give us a little backstory. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mitch.
Milwaukee Magazine is a print publication. Why did you want it to jump off the page and into a live event series?
You know, I think that especially today, it can seem a little bit one-sided to just put out this print publication and that's it. And then you go on and do it, the same thing the next month. And there's so many great stories and, more importantly, great ideas that go into each issue. And I really want the magazine to be the jumping off point for a conversation with the community, an exchange of ideas. And I also want those ideas in turn to find their way back into the magazine for future stories. So I think there's so many opportunities, and beyond the exchange of ideas, I think there's a lot of opportunity for fun. So to that end, we're going to also incorporate musical acts and perhaps storytellers, and who knows what as things evolve. But I just think that there's so many possibilities to make the magazine into more of a happening.
And we should note that we're doing this in partnership with each other.
Yes.
Lake Effect is part of this series. It sounds like the vibe is very much a fun activity versus this is not a lecture series.
Not at all. I mean, well, for instance, the first one that happens this coming Monday, January 9th, that one is based on our feature story in the January issue, which is conversations. So we paired up a lot of different people, and we're bringing back some of those people to talk on two separate topics, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But the idea is not for it to be them talking at you. We want audience participation. We'll try to do things to make that happen. And we want everyone to come and have a good time, but to interact.
Well, so let's talk about the two topics that are at the heart, or the parallel hearts, if you will, of this first event. And the first of them is the idea of insiders versus outsiders. What are you hoping to answer here?
Well, you know, that topic came up in a conversation between Chief Flynn and the chef Heather Terhune, who was on Top Chef, and she's the head chef at Tre Rivali now here in Milwaukee. And they're both from out of town, as am I, as are you.
As am I, yes.
And they were talking about, you know, just different things they've noticed about Milwaukee, et cetera, et cetera. But that sparked, it harkened back to conversations I've had with other people. And I'd like that conversation to start at the point of what do outsiders bring to Milwaukee, and what infusion of ideas are outsiders responsible for, versus what type of energy do the insiders, the people who've been here all their lives, what are they doing to move the needle forward? And I don't want to make it argumentative, but if it gets a little bit argumentative, that's fun too. So I'd like to explore those things, and also the perceptions of outsiders versus the perceptions of insiders, as well as whatever else comes up.
Well, right. There seems like no end of conversation that could be had about the nature of being an insider or an outsider in Milwaukee. The second half of the conversation, there's a musical interlude, I believe.
Yes.
And then the second half is on the creative class.
Yes. So again, we had a couple of different conversations that appear in the magazine. But a theme that emerged from those conversations was that there seems to be a feeling that the creative class is on the brink of something big here in Milwaukee. And what that something is, I'm not sure whether it's sort of exploding into more of a national scene or just becoming so vibrant that maybe it becomes a bigger attraction to people from across the United States to move here. I don't know exactly what that is, but that's what we want to find out. We want to bring these people together and figure out what's happening here.
And there is interactivity here. The audience participates in these conversations.
Yes. So I hope everyone listening will come, and I hope they'll come with their own ideas that they express and join in the conversation.
And we should note that the conversations may well be excerpted on Lake Effect in the days to come. Who are the musical guests this time around?
Oh, I'm very excited about that. So it's a trio, and they're called Negative Positive, and they're actually preteens, and they just released their first EP, and, you know, we're going to get them home by bedtime. And I can't wait to hear them rock out.
Outstanding. I don't know if you want to spring it on people. Do you have anything you can share about subsequent events?
Absolutely. In February, the topic to go along with a feature that we're running in that issue is Branding Milwaukee. Who the hell are we anyway? And for that panel, we're going to have a couple of voices from the community who have thought about branding, whether it should be water, whether it should be the arts. But we're also going to try to pull together some advertising executives and play a little game where they bring out their ideas of what our brand should be. And we're hoping that the audience will come with some ideas of their own, and we could play around with all of that.
Maybe a little jingle writing.
I would love some jingle writing. Do you have a jingle ready for
us? Not off the top of my head. Sorry,
yes,
I wasn't
prepared.
You
have a little time to work on it, because that one will be February 13th. Our musical guest that week is Luke Cerny. He's a really good guitar player. Very excited to have him. And
maybe
so,
we should leave the jingle writing to him.
I'm going to ask him for a jingle.
Well, it is an exciting time, and we're looking forward to being a part of it. Carol Nixon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Carol Nixon is editor-in-chief at Milwaukee Magazine. The first MilMag live event in partnership with Lake Effect is Monday evening at the Colectivo Backroom on the east side. The event benefits the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, and you can find the link to ticket information at WUWM.com.